What Have You Got to Lose? By Loopy Riley. Thought, America's people have been programmed. Over hundreds of years. With the propaganda of the anti-God ideology. Called evolution and relativism. Thousands have embraced the idea that they can become their own God. They don't need a God who dictates moral rules to them. It's convenient to set their own guidelines, then to follow a creator God's rules. What has this mindset produced? Confusion. Chaos. And a lack of love and compassion for anyone who would even think to disagree with them. This is our America today. It has produced a sad display of destruction, of anything wholesome and good. Statues torn down, that represents America's history. Whether good or bad. Small businesses burned up. And the creation of their own zones, where no one from the opposite point of view is allowed. Free speech is demonized. And the voices of opposition are silenced. Folks. We are at a pinnacle for the survival of the America we grew up in. With Judeo-Christian values as its foundation. The evolutionists have done a good job of eliminating God from their fraudulent filled, so-called facts, on the origin of mankind. And thousands embraced it. Without question. Evolutionists never allow a different viewpoint. And as a result, they become the godless people that they are. Without hope. You're born. You live. You die without hope. For anything beyond this life. Why would we want to choose an ideology that offers no hope? This leaves most evolutionists and relativism people in a dark place. By denying a creator God, they choose a path to destruction. There is too much evidence to reveal that a mastermind must have been behind all of life on this planet. Just the complexity of our own bodies would question whether this could have evolved out of nothing. What could a person lose to believe in the origins of life? That it came from a loving God, who created everything there is, that would make life enjoyable, with a future of even a better life, after this one is over. Our Creator Father promises to give us new bodies that will never die. Free from pain and sickness. He promises a new home that He has prepared for us. That is far grander than the one we live in now. He promises forgiveness and eternal life. Never ending. Why would we make a choice for the opposite that leads to hopelessness, in a place of dark depression, without purpose or plan? Our Creator Father tells us, He gave us His plan from the time of birth. And it's up to us to decide whether to accept that plan or reject it. What place are you in today? Do you have the hope of eternal life with Jesus? Or have you chosen the path of the anti-God, elitists, that make you think they have all the answers? Jesus has a gift for you that will give you the hope you desire. And a plan on how to live out your life. According to His standards, that will produce the joy, peace, and love that the world so desperately needs right now. Believe the Bible is life's instruction from a Creator God. Who loves you enough to die in your place. And defeat death. By His resurrection 3 days later. Accept Jesus' gift of salvation. Today. Maranatha. Father God, thank you for the hope I have of a better life after this one. An eternal life. In a new home with my loved ones. That have went on before me. And an eternity with Jesus. Amen. Verse, Philippians 2:5-7. Your attitude should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ, who, though He was God, did not demand and cling to His rights as God, but laid aside His mighty glory, taking on the disguise of a slave and becoming like men. And He even humbled Himself even further, going far as actually to die a criminal's death on a cross.